This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. So the name I chose for today was a name that probably should have done last year, but I didn't. It's one of the early names you should always learn about when you're learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I was taught the Asma al-Husna, it was probably a third or fourth that we were taught about. And it's up there with those major names like Ismullah al-Aziz, and Ismullah al-Khaliq, and Ismullah al-Wahid, al-Ahad. These names are unique, and they don't have synonyms, and they're in their own category. The name I'm going to talk about today is different than the names I've talked about in the last number of days, because it's an umbrella name. It's one of those major names that many other names fall under it. Ismullah al-Muhit. Ismullah al-Muhit. And the proper translation for it, to the best of my knowledge, is the encompasser of all things and all creation, the encompasser of all. Under this name, many, many names fall, like the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alim, and Al-Sami' and Al-Basir, and Al-Latif, and Al-Khabir, and Al-Raqib, and Al-Shahid, and Al-Qadir, and Al-Muhaymin, and Al-Rabb, and Rahman and Al-Rahim. All these names fall under his name Al-Muhit, because the concept of Al-Muhit, the meaning of the encompasser of all, is he who encompasses all with his knowledge, with his dominance, and with his care. So when he encompasses all, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he encompasses all through his knowledge, through the fact that he dominates all, and through the fact that he cares for all as well. So all those other names fall under this name, this very large name, Al-Muhit. And in Arabic, the word al-muhit is sometimes used for the ocean. That's how we're used to it. But what it means is to surround something. Ahata is something surrounded something else. So al-muhit is not the surrounder, but is the encompasser, because he doesn't really do it physically, Jalla Jalaluhu. It's more of a figure of speech. He encompasses everything and everyone, Jalla Jalaluhu. It's in the Quran, and the actual name, al-muhit, is in the Quran 7 times. What's the name that it comes with? Nothing. It doesn't come with any name. Always alone. It's always alone because it encompasses at least 25 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under it. It's an umbrella name that has 25 names under it, so it never comes with a name. It's always muhita or muhit all by itself, because it already has the meanings of so many other things. What's interesting about it is how it comes in the Quran and where it comes in the Quran. Of course, the actual verb of ahata actually comes in the Quran maybe 17, 18 times. I don't know the number, but it's something like that. But the actual name is only 7 times. And you look for the name or the verb referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Where Allah uses it and when it's used is very, very specific. So you'll find it as one of the first names that are referred to in the Quran if you're starting to reading from the beginning. So if you read Fatiha, you heard Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and if you almost... The first or second name after that is going to be Wallahu muhitum bil kafirin. In the ayah, أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت Wallahu muhitum bil kafirin. Speaking of the disbelievers and how they behave towards all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's muhit is always going to come whenever the sin is complex. Whenever there's more to it than just what you've seen, it's usually more than one layer. And more than one thing has been done. And then he'll lose his name as Al-Muhit. Wallahu muhitum bil kafirin. He encompasses the disbelievers. Everything they do, everything they think, everything they intend, everything they think, all everything they say, all that they are, he encompasses. He encompasses God, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the encompasser of all. You'll find it in the big ayat, in the very heavy ayat. Like what? Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, right? That خذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. His ayat al-Kursi, they do not encompass anything of his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taking away the concept of them encompassing anything within Ayatul Kursi. If you take a look at the end of surahs, you'll find the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming at the end of a number of surahs. You find it at the end of Surah Fussilat, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّن لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. Indeed, they are in doubt that they will ever meet their Lord. أَلَا إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطٍ. Indeed, He encompasses all. So what you think and then what you did based on that thought, and then when you come and you're held accountable, it's all accounted for. You'll find it at the end of Surah Al-Talaq. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat wa min al-ardi mithlahun. He created seven cosmos and the same number of amounts and planets. وَيَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ. His commands come through all that. Makes its way through all these layers. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. So that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of all. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And that He has encompassed everything with His knowledge. And the usage here was the knowledge. You'll find at the end of Surah Al-Jinn, لِيَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ أَبْلَغُوا رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. So that it will be known that the prophets have given and have done their due diligence in terms of teaching the message. وَأَحَاطَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encompassed them in terms of what they own. What they own is not really theirs. He knows what they own and what they own, and it's His to begin with. وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا. And it's all accounted for. Everything they did, it's all accounted for. It's down to the number. Down to the number. There's a beautiful ayah in Surah Al-Isra where it says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ. And when we told you that your Lord encompasses all people. And this ayah was there for the Prophet to make him feel safe. But don't worry, He encompasses all, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is getting lost. No one's escaping from the group. No one's being forgotten or being left out. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ. And the Prophet فَطْمَأَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And the Muslims, they felt safe. Just based on that verse of Surah Al-Isra. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. He owns everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is encompassing of all. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. He knows what you've done, what you're doing now, what you're going to do, what you've done before, but you don't encompass His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find it at the end of Surah Al-Buruj. It's always the name of Muhit. Al-Muhit is always going to be with major things. It's always a hallmark. It's at the beginning of the Quran. It's in the biggest ayah, most important ayah of the Quran. It's always connected to sins or deeds or actions that are horrific in nature. It's always going to be something very complex, very difficult to, in the name Muhit will be used. Why? Because it makes it easier than using many, many names of His, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just use that one, it makes up for a lot. So in Surah Al-Buruj, what happened to the believers in Surah Al-Buruj, those who were thrown into the trench to burn alive, at the end of the surah, right at the end, وَاللَّهُ مِن وَرَائِهِمْ مُحِيطًا. Those who did this, and those who had that done to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. He encompasses all of it. He encompassed all of it. And it's all recorded. And accountability is soon to come. Accountability is soon to come. When you find the rest of the Quran speaks to this concept. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing escapes from Him in the sky or on the earth. Indeed, He is the most knowledgeable and He is the most capable. See, that ayah is basically what defines the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muhit. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the sky, not on the earth. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. In His hands are the keys of the unknown. No one else knows it but Him. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. He knows what's in the earth, what's in the sea. And if a leaf falls, He knows of it. And if something rots or something ripens or something turns dry, He knows about it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even down to the details. And the more you go into the Quran, you find this concept being explained. His name is Al-Muhit. I'm going to give you a few examples of a story that the name of Al-Muhit came in powerfully. I'll tell you the ayah and I'll tell you the story. It says, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. they're hiding from the eyes of people. وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ And they didn't bother to hide from the eyes of Allah. وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ Even though he was with them. إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ As they said things that he does not approve of. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there. And he encompassed everything they did. What happened? What happened was that two new Muslims stole from another new Muslim. They stole some wheat from his, he had a shack, and they took some wheat, and then they took also a dirah. What's a dirah?
Shield.
Sorry. They took a shield. Now the shield was very valuable. It was very, very, very expensive. The man's name was Wafa'a. Now this man had just become a Muslim, and he became extremely upset. He wasn't upset because he lost the wheat, he was upset because he lost his father's shield. So he told his nephew was a good Muslim, but this man was an older, he was a Muslim for a longer period of time, and he spent a long time trying to get his uncle to become a Muslim. When this happened, he's like, oh, this is going to ruin everything. So he goes and he said, I'll fix it for you, I'll take care of it. So he starts going, looking around, and he sees a trail of wheat. So he follows the trail of wheat, and he arrives at the house of the people who actually took it. And he could hear them cooking and making food, so he knew that it was inside, but he couldn't actually just open the door and enter, but he knew it was them. So he goes back and he tells the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that. He said, Ya Rasulullah, this would happen, one, two, three, this went on, and I fought, and this is what I found. So the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was like, alright, that makes sense. Now, the people who were inside, they saw this man see them. So someone was sitting on the roof, and he saw this guy put one and one together, and figure out that they're the ones who stole, so he went down and said, look, someone figured you out. So what did they do? They were proactive. They gathered the family. They said, this is what we've done. We need you all to testify that we were with you all night and that we didn't go anywhere. We're going to send someone, take the shield and bury it in the backyard of the Jewish man who lives beside the guy who lost the shield. And that way, and we go tell the Prophet ﷺ that we had nothing to do with this. And it was, you know, this man is sending out false accusations and he's lying and he's destroying our reputation, right? Character assassination, basically, that's what they're going to play. I need people to be there, we need people to testify. So the family said, we're good. So the guy, one of them goes and he buries it in the backyard, and then they go to Ya Rasulullah, بَلَغَنَا أَنَّ فُلَانًا يَقُولُ عَنَّا كَذَا وَكَذَا وَإِنَّا قَوْمٌ كَذَا وَقَوْمٌ كَذَا He goes and say, Ya Rasulullah, he says, someone's saying this about us, and we are people known for our integrity and known for our dignity, and we didn't do this, and we were together all night and no one left. And what we did see is we saw this man, his name was Zayd ibn Samin. He was a Jewish neighbor. We saw him go into the shack and take it. And if you go look somewhere in his backyard, you'll probably find the shield that he's looking for. So the Prophet ﷺ is like, all right, someone go and look, see if you can look into the backyard. So they go and look in the backyard. Of course, they find the shield. And then they bring this poor man who had nothing to do with this whole issue at all, who had no idea that this was stolen, didn't even know there was a shield to begin with, and now he's being prosecuted for something he had nothing to do with. But all the evidence seems to be pointing towards him. And the Quran would come down. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَكُلْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا And the Prophet ﷺ is commanded, ask for forgiveness. You're ruling on this and the way you went by this wasn't correct. Ask for forgiveness. SubhanAllah, very scary. وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ And don't defend those who betrayed. See, whenever there's betrayal and scheming and lying and harm and bad intentions, the name is there. Just because it encompasses all of that. Because ilm may cover one part of it, but it's not only that he knows about it, he dominates it as well. And he's there, he's caring for the other part as well. Don't defend them. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ I understand the ayah. They hid from the eyes of people, but not from the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he encompassed it all. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا When the munafiqeen hoped that the Muslims would die on the day of Uhud, the munafiqeen hoped when they went that they wouldn't come back. That's why they left. 300 people left, hoping that they left at the right moment. Now they left them exposed. Now Quraysh will come and destroy them, and they don't have to put up with Muhammad and the Sahaba any longer, but they didn't. And the ayah came and says, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ When good comes your way, it bothers them. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا They're happy when bad things come your way, when people die or people are harmed. وَإِنْ تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. But if you show perseverance and piety, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their scheming won't harm you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. What they're doing is accounted for. Because it's complex. They had bad intentions, they said bad words, and they did bad things. So the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhit, you'll find it right there. And that's where you find the name. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. He has counted them, the human being, one by one. And we will all come to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, on our own. أحصاه الله ونسوه والله على كل شيء شهيد. He counted it all and we forgot about it. You'll come يوم القيامة and find out that a lot of the things that we've done, you don't remember anymore. Because they happened many, many, many years ago. You were young and you can't remember all the details. But he did. He doesn't forget. It's all accounted for. It's encompassed. He's the encompasser of all, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love the name Al-Muhit. Because it's such a powerful one. And it gives you comfort. And it also gives you a level of haybah. Makes you fear a bit more. Because nothing is being lost. Nothing is falling in through the cracks. Muhil, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with everything. How do you live by the name? I believe that the only way to live by this name is to acknowledge its meaning and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a suitable manner. Meaning, actually understand that He is Muhit. That every single detail of your life is known to Him. He doesn't just know what's happening. He doesn't just know the events that occurred and what each and every one of us did. He also knows the thought process that went into it on your behalf. He knows the feelings that were inside from you and from the others. So there's really no way for you to come with an argument that will beat him subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah or win, because he is muhit jalla jalalu. It's all there. Every angle, that's a concept of surrounding, is that every angle is covered. Who al muhit? He's covered every angle. So all you can do is just stand there and hope that he forgives you and hope that he offers you mercy. And if you live like that, you understand that, then the way you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a higher level, has a better level of humility. And as a better level, which is why the word Islam is a part of, is the name of our religion. It really means to surrender, to submit fully, submit to Al-Muhit subhanahu wa ta'ala, who encompassed everything with his knowledge, who encompassed everything with his domination, and encompassed everything with his caregiving subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that was helpful. It's a bit of a different name, but I think it's as important as all the other names. Subhanahu wa bihamdik, shadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khair, barakallahu fiikum.